This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Want some good news? Geraldo, his appearances on The Five were canceled. But then again, who cares about The Five? It's a Fox News show, right? In the latest housekeeping done by Fox News, Geraldo Herrera is about to get his pink slip. He already got his unofficial one. The other one's coming. Now, I've already predicted Geraldo's departure not long ago on this very show. And I based it on an interview that Geraldo did on Hannity, where he essentially admitted that his comments were what I thought you wanted to hear from me. Here's what I can tell you. I never did an interview where I said what I thought the host or anybody else wanted to hear from me. I said what I believed. That simple. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I don't care about Geraldo Rivera, not one iota. You know what I do care about? I care about the cleaning house of leftism. That's what's happening right now. It happens. It's cyclical. It happens when every, product, every movement, excuse me, I'll get it out. Anyway, it happens all the time. And no matter how leftism thinks it'll flourish, the pendulum has to swing back the other way. It's the way of nature. So, Geraldo being gone, good. Geraldo played to his audience. Thus, his opinions were not necessarily his own, but an attempt at being entertaining, playing devil's advocate. It's not even when I was on Fox. It didn't matter where I was. I provided my thoughts. That is what thought leaders do. I didn't play for the audience or the host. I offered real views, and I only played contrarian to make a point. In other words, if I said, well, let's think about it from their perspective. But it was to make a point. I wouldn't go, oh, my audience today really is into the whole trans thing, so I'm going to act as if I'm totally trans. Three times Fox asked me to reconsider my commentary. And all three times I declined. I took nothing back. The first time, well, I said, shouldn't say that, because it doesn't matter. The final time they fired me, as you guys know about my tweet about the Kavanaugh accusers. And I could have kept the job if I towed the line, but I refused because the truth is more important than a paycheck. See, if you were to ask these guys, most of them, not the filthy rich ones, Hannity and others, but Geraldo is a good example. 79 years old, trying to hold on to his youth, and he loves the money. He loves the accolade. He loves being in the limelight. I knew every possibility of what could happen to me if I didn't do what Fox asked. I knew every possibility. And you know what I did? I told him, do what you need to do. Anyway, I saw a clip of Tucker that they're still talking about this stuff. Oh, Tucker released a clip and they try to make it look like he was a bad guy. Tucker's not a bad guy. He's opinionated. You may not always agree. But the article was mostly about the woes of Fox. And people were like, well, it's because of Tucker leaving. That's what hurt Fox. Let me tell you something. If you believe that, you're naive. It was a lot of things. It led up to every single decision from letting go of Roger Ailes, probably the biggest. I know, hard to believe, but bigger than Tucker's. And, of course, there was O'Reilly and Megyn Kelly and others. And what happened was Tucker brought it to a head. Fox's numbers were already falling. And contrary to what anybody believes, little tiny Gutfeld is not going to save them. Kevin, I love Gutfeld. I love. Okay, good. Good. I don't watch his show, but I'm sure he's entertaining. But he's not going to save Fox. What would save Fox, if you want to know a management consultant's opinion about it, is if Fox got an identity and stuck with it. If Fox said, we are fair and balanced, and for every one Williams, we're going to have a Tucker Carlson. Be fair, be balanced. Let the chips fall where they may. And then there's some clever things they could do. They could have left me there. I could drive a show. I was talking to a friend of mine. He's like, Kevin, Tucker's such a talent. He's uniquely able. I said, stop. Just stop. He's not unique. There are lots of people that are talented out there. Greg Kelly has a heck of a show over at Newsmax. Talented dude. True blue conservative. Doesn't mince words. I'd put Greg Kelly in that slot. He'd hold it. Greg would do really well in it. You want to know who'd do well in that slot? Somebody who's not going to apologize. Somebody who's going to tell it like it is, come what may. By the way, I did see this thing. Oh, 19 vendors or some crazy number of vendors. 40 vendors came back after Tucker left. Oh, really? So what you want to convince me of is that the guy who held the number one spot for over a year and nobody close and nobody wants to advertise on his show that's getting almost double in the coveted demographic of any other show on Fox or anywhere else for that matter, and he's way above everybody else. Nobody wants to advertise on that show because who's watching? Nobody's watching. Advertisers want to go where people are watching. What? You think the 3.7 million or whatever the number that watch Tucker, they don't buy anything? They're the best buyers on the planet. Let's go back to Geraldo. Paycheck and adulation. That's what it was. Paycheck and adulation. So, Geraldo announces, they canceled me on the 5, but I'll be back next week. Stay safe, or week after next, or whatever. Stay safe and stay happy. I'm telling you right now, I don't think Geraldo is coming back to Fox News. I don't think they tell you. It'll be sort of under the rug. There will be no big hoopla. But I don't think he's coming back. Why do they need him? I mean, if he were compelling, I'd say yeah, but he only does what they pay him to do. He's like a slayed seal. Unbelievable. Anyway, we got a lot of show for you today, folks. Headlines coming up. Glad you're here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I want to go over some headlines just to give you an idea of the crazy world that we live in. And I don't know where you get your news from, but I just want to do headlines. And we're going to do a segment. I think we're just going to do a segment called Headlines, just so you can get an idea of what people get to see in a quick fashion and have to make an assessment on. And in some cases, we'll dive into the headlines, and in other cases, it'll just be enough. Let's begin with this one. New York City Catholic Church host God is Trans exhibit. Do I really need to click on that or give it any further explanation? God is Trans. This is where we've come to in this country, that somebody wants to propagate the narrative of transgender nonsense, and now the church has adopted it. Now, let's understand this. It's only one church. It's New York City. It's a Catholic church. I don't know the Catholic religion in terms of, is the Pope going to come down on them with fire and brimstone? But they should. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, to you listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. And speaking of religion, Trudeau is removing religious symbols from Canada's coat of arms. I mean, are we not surrounded enough by people that are so anti-religion, so afraid of something that really, I mean, I'm not going to speak to the old days of the Crusades and people fighting to promote one religion over the other, but outside of Muslims, that's pretty much gone. Nobody's, Christians aren't out there trying to force people into Christianity. If you want it, you can have it. If you don't, don't. But now they want to remove. Now, we look at it, that, you know, I'm talking about Trudeau. We've already got on our side of the pond, well, our side of the north side of Canada, we've got people removing, you know, the all the various religious scenes, if you will, during Christmas. We can't say Christmas, etc. So it's no different, but I'm just saying, if we're spreading anything, this is what America is spreading. We're spreading this kind of nonsense across to Canada and across the world, that nobody cares about religion here. And if you don't believe it's happening, just look at these kids that go to college and, you know, raise in a religious family. And they go to college for a year or two, they come back, they hate God, they don't believe in God, etc., etc. It's ridiculous. But it's happening all the time. Religion under attack. Okay, let's move on, because I won't get up to, I won't get to most of these headlines. Okay, here you go. Trans woman is cleared of flashing her penis at Ohio YMCA after judge rules she's too fat for her genitals to be visible. I know, hard to believe. A lot of it's hard to believe. I'll leave you to discern what parts you want to believe or not believe, but that's an actual headline. All right, here we go. Almost half of baby boomers have nothing saved for retirement. You believe that? I don't know. I might dig into that one. I wouldn't click on it. All right, here we go. I was actually going to talk about this one. Another retail casualty in San Francisco as T-Mobile closes flagship store. San Francisco is going to be a ghost town. This is one of the most beautiful pieces of land on the planet. And they are going to make that city into a ghost town. Here we go. Allen, Texas mall shooter's social media post showing angry Latino filled with racial hate. You know who he hated? He hated Jews and women and, I don't know, maybe blacks. But here's what I can tell you. It really burst the narrative for the left when they found out this guy was a Latino. Maybe they're going to call him a white Hispanic. Isn't that what they call George Zimmerman? When they found out he was Hispanic, it was like, whoa, wait a minute. They rolled up on George, and when he doesn't look white, he looks Hispanic. And they found out his father was white, but his mother was like Peruvian or something. But anyway, this guy shoots these people up. He leaves a manifesto. By the way, we still haven't heard about this gay person, the trans person that shot those other people up in that manifesto, because it doesn't fit the narrative. This guy got out of his car. I'm going to tell you something. I keep saying, by the way. I'm a firm believer. I'm looking at this guy, and they're talking about, he's a right wing, this right wing, that, because, and he had swastika, you know, the SS bars on, and I think a swastika. It looked like it was not a full tattoo, but like one of those ones that will fade off. But he had these tattoos, and they always credit him on the right. It is such BS. When you see a shooter that goes into a school or goes into a mall and shoots, that is solidly a Democrat, a leftist. Solidly. Don't let them sell you on this narrative that this is one of us. It's one of them. These are the people. They create these people. They create the hatred of Jews. They create the hatred of women. They create the hatred of all these different groups. They pit them against each other. They poison the minds of these people. And then they go, the coup de grace. Go get yourself an illegal gun or any gun. And just start shooting people. And the narrative is complete. It's all our fault. I beg to differ. Don't. I'm not going to buy into this nonsense. In fact, what we need to be doing in the news cycle and in the media cycles, and when you're talking to people, is say, oh, yeah, did you see that Democrat that shot up the mall? Did you see that Democrat and that leftist that killed those people? You see that trans Democrat leftist that did? When you start using that terminology, things will change. If you don't believe me, folks, look at most of these shooters. The minute it happens, they're wanting to figure out, can we tie it to those right-wingers? Tie it to the right-wingers. I don't care if the dude is a gay Guatemalan midget who voted for Joe Biden and coined the phrase, you ain't black. They want that dude to be credited to us. Or whatever you want to call that little fella that I created. But don't let it. That's how we lose the battle. Stop doing that. Let's see, what else we got here? Oh, the migrant surge. Texas deploying tactical border force as massive migration rush expected. I wonder how that happened. Massive migration rush. What else we got? I love this one. Judge bars Trump from revealing evidence from Stormy Daniels' trial. I think my team is writing on that. Did you guys get that ready for me to talk about? Yeah, they did. Oh, how about this? Biden's next target, dishwashers. Not a joke. Let's see. I don't know. Some of these, they're talking about the debt ceiling and things like that. There were a couple of others that caught my eye. Let's see. Oh, here's one. We're going to cover it in a little more detail. White House banned the New York Post from an event. There were plenty of seats. We'll be back.
Jackson Radio Show.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Back to the Oval Office for congressional leaders in the effort to find a debt ceiling increase agreement. Republicans continue to press for a debt ceiling hike that's tied to a lot of cuts in non-military spending. President Biden says there will be no linking the debt ceiling and budget cuts. The man behind the most popular artificial intelligence app, Sam Altman, says yes, there is a danger from uncontrolled development of AI.
If this technology goes wrong, it can go quite wrong. And we want to be vocal about that. We want to work with the government to prevent that from happening.
Alpin says there does need to be sound regulation to keep AI development in check, but not stifle innovation. North Carolina state lawmakers will decide whether to override Governor Roy Cooper's veto of a bill mandating new restrictions on abortion. Cooper says the GOP supermajorities in both bodies, just one vote. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats are doing everything in the world to cover up what's going on with the Bidens. Holy cow, man. I don't know that I've ever seen anything like this. And I made the prediction, and I was wrong. I said they can't get behind Biden the way they got behind Obama because Obama was cool. You know, he was black, he was cool, and they had that whole vibe going. I said, at some point, they got to abandon Joe Biden, but I will tell you, they have really stuck to this dude like a hair on a biscuit. And you got to wonder, well, I mean, it is going to break, trust me. I've already said it, and I might have been wrong in terms of the level of protection they would give Biden, but ultimately, they will dump him. They're not dumping Obama. He's good. But Biden, they can dump. They got a lot of reasons to dump him. He's old. If you dump Obama, he's in his 50s. You know, he's in his 60s, but at the time he was in his 50s, and they were like, he's too young. We can't put him in prison. We can't. We would have to live with the legacy of him far too long. With Biden, he's gone. Look, I'm not God, but Joe Biden will not be cognizant. He will not be sentient in 2 years. He won't know where he is in 2 years. I'm telling you right now, he won't. So, you know, unless you want a junkie that just, I mean, they can't put him in. He's done. And I don't know, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a psychologist, a psychiatrist, but I have a lot of common sense. I'm better than an expert. I use common sense. And I'm looking at this guy and the flubs that he makes on stupid stuff. And you just say to yourself, he's out of it. He's too far gone.
Muslim culture is woven throughout the American culture, music, film, literature, fashion, and the arts. And the cheer for Muslim, we cheer for Muslim athletes like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah, Joe, that guy. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. So, the White House is covering up, and you know what they did? They wouldn't let the New York Post into one of their pressers. Plenty of seats last week, wouldn't let them in. I don't blame them. The New York Post is actually reporting on the Bidens. They are actually doing the job of the press. And I told you guys, it is now my favorite periodical. I go to the New York Post every single day, practically no matter what. They deserve my clicks. They deserve my rewards. And I stay on their pages. I don't know if you guys really realize what's going on here. And I say it all the time. I'll be honest with you. I don't know to what degree you take me seriously on this, but your clicks are important. Where you, if you click on a Mediaite article or you click on a HuffPo or some leftist article, you're feeding the beast. They want you. They get that headline, Donald Trump going to prison. Oh, they've gotten, they want you to click on it. Don't click on it. Look at the headline, do an alternate search, then go to Breitbart or go to the Daily Caller. We're reporting on it, too, but we're reporting on it from our perspective. I just went through headlines. These people will give you stuff that you just go, what are you talking about? I mean, I'm going to talk about Donald Trump and his CNN town hall because I'm telling you, it's blowing people's minds over at the left. They are so upset that CNN let Donald Trump go on there and spew truth. Truth. They're mad. Donald Trump gave his version of the truth. It's not an the election wasn't stolen, Mr. President. Oh, yeah, it was. Yes, it was. It was stolen. And I will tell you this. I will tell you. I'm getting better. Well, you can believe what you want to believe, but it was stolen. So Donald Trump is on there. And I'm going to get that voice down, I'm telling you. My wife has challenged me because she let me listen to Jamie Foxx do it, and he was spot on. I'm not kidding, he was spot on. And when I'm practicing, I can do it. When I'm doing it for real, it needs work. But anyway, the point is, he went on there, and he told his truth, and they're mad. And we're going to talk about it. But I'm going to tell you, I'm not clicking on their articles. I'm clicking on other people talking about it because I'm not going to feed the beast. And you're important. Your clicks are important. I love getting the checks that you guys send us. I do. Because that helps. But the clicks are important. If 100,000 people download this radio show every day, this radio show makes $1 million. 100,000 people downloading this show, listening to it, and we make $1 million. Now you say, Kevin, what you gonna do with that money, black man? None of your business. No, seriously, I would pay my staff appropriately. How about that? How about we would then go work with other people to spread their voices? Unlike some of these people that are hoarding their money and making all this money and buying multi-million dollar homes, I'm just ordinary Joe, you know, with a 2013-2014 cars that I take good care of and, you know, living modestly, and that's it. It isn't like I'm sitting over, let me put it another way. If I want to get rich, I can get rich. Don't even test me. Don't you test me, conservative movement. See me over at CNN, you know, high-fiving with Van Jones, y'all. Don't you try me. Shoot. So anyway, going back to this stuff, they banned the post because the White House is so afraid. They're afraid of the truth coming out. CIA's involvement in our election. Hiding data. You know, one of these days, I think we might just think about it, guys. Let's just do a show that shows how the dots connect. Now, we've done a little bit of it because I get bored with this stuff. I don't know. I want to know what you want to hear about, by the way. And you can contact us, 844-551-8255 or the Kevin Jackson Network. But sometimes you got to reflect back and go, look, let me show you what was going on here, how this all started, ... and connect them, and you go, oh, I do remember, but Kevin, I forgot how much they did it. I forgot how they, you know, what they did. Well, we can't forget it. We got to remind them over and over and over. The 51 security officers, intel officers, that, oh, the laptop is bogus. It's Russian misinformation. You're a liar. And the CIA director working on this story, getting people involved. And we're asking, I mean, why aren't people in prison? That's what everybody keeps asking me. Kevin, why aren't people going, when are they going to go to prison? I don't, you looking at me for answers? I'm looking for answers too. I want to know, but here's what I will tell you. I'm never going to stop talking about it. I can't, the mass media is, Kevin, they're not covering it. So what? We are. We're covering it. We are every single day covering what these clowns do. I mentioned Donald Trump on CNN, right? The fallout continues. Here was one report. CNN's Oliver Darcy, I think his name is Darcy, Darcy, reportedly scolded over emotional Trump town hall coverage. And here's what it read. CNN media reporter Oliver Darcy was reportedly scolded by boss Chris Light, the chairman and CEO of the network, over his critical coverage of the network's Trump town hall. Puck's Dylan Byers reported Friday that Light summoned Darcy and his editor to a meeting with himself and top executives in which they told him that his coverage of the Trump town hall had been too emotional and stressed the importance of remaining dispassionate. Now, I love this story because it's Chris Light saying, we are not going, I'm not going to tolerate you covering things from your own perspective. You're going to go back to reporting the news. Far too much of this other stuff. And for those who say, well, Kevin, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not the news. You don't come here for news. If you come here for news, you're a day late and a dollar short. The news has happened. You know what you come in for? You come here for commentary. And if we're really being truthful, you come here for validation. You come here to make sure that you're not the only one who believes that way. And you know why you want to hear it from me? Because you know I'm not going to lie to you. You know I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to tell you that you're fat. Forget wearing black or stripes up vertical. It doesn't matter. You're fat. Either you like it, which is okay. I don't care if you're fat. You like it? Enjoy it. But if you're telling me, Kevin, I'm fat and I want to lose weight, then lose weight and stop trying to cover it up with stripes and black. Just go do it. That's what you come in for. It's brutal truth. Because it's not a game. It's not something that do you take your children, your grandchildren lightly? Do you take your legacy lightly? I don't think you do. I think you really care what you leave behind. That's the only reason why you should be doing this, because you have better things to do. I promise you. You're doing it because you don't want to leave this legacy. You want to know, you want to believe, even though you're going to be dead, you still want to believe that you meant something, that your time and your place on earth at this time meant something. It wasn't a waste. And trust me, it is not.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects, big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
He is a phenomenal salesman. He's not a great salesman. He's probably the best salesman I've ever been in the company of. And I spent a lot of time with Donald because he's 5 years older than me, I think 4 years, and he was raising his company right at parallel with me raising mine. And so I did a lot of work with Donald, and I can tell you, he is the best salesman I've ever met in my life. I watched him walk into a situation, for example, selling the Plaza Hotel to the Chinese out of Hong Kong, it was in Taiwan, group of Asians, wealthiest families in Hong Kong, and they were there because they were interested in the Plaza Hotel, and I was the broker, or my brokers, we were all at the table, and we were like really hungry to make this deal, and I watched him totally not pitch the Plaza Hotel, bury it, and talk about the land masses on the Hudson River and the buildings that would be there. They were not the least bit interested. They just wanted to buy the Plaza Hotel. Like a customer, I want to buy it, and Donald was near bankruptcy, really needed the money to bail out. And I watched him I thought he was so off. He wasn't. They bought the land and built all those towers on the West River as we know it today. You know, all those Trump towers along the river. That was the deal. How did he do that? I'll tell you what his masterful mind does. He is a genius at picking out the vulnerability of someone's personality. He can smell it, sense it, and trust it.
That was Barbara Corcoran, who is on Shark Tank. Very accomplished woman, and she's giving her take on Donald Trump. And what's interesting about that particular thing, and we got a lot to talk about in this particular segment, but I do want to tell you what interests me most about it, is her thing of they came there with a purpose. This is what they thought they wanted. And Trump set a vision. And they went for it. And when you think about what he did at CNN, he came there. He set a vision. It's what CNN thinks they want from Trump. Here's what we're going to get. We've got our girl up there, Caitlin Collins, and she will get this out of it. And Trump's like, no, I will set a different vision for you. You will listen to me. And you don't even know what you're talking about. So Trump is going to town on, no, you don't know. I'm going to show your viewers what they've been missing. And they tuned in to amazing numbers. Now you're saying, Kevin, we've already talked about this. We have, but not in the context of what I want to talk about it today. Okay? Pay attention. You're in class. I'm the professor. And yes, you can leave. You paid your tuition. We don't care whether you're here or you're not here. Some of you haven't paid your tuition, but we're still leaving you in college. Excuse me. Anyway, what I want to talk about is how Trump reshapes an argument, and you're going, that doesn't make sense to me. But in its own way, it's genius. I will tell you, I'm going to make a comparison, and it's not going to make a lot of people happy, but Melissa and I are watching Narcos, and it's about Pablo Escobar. And this man is making decisions for his cartel, the Medellin cartel, and you sit there and you go, "That I wouldn't do that. That's not the right move." And sure enough, it turns out the president of Colombia goes, "Okay, well, we must negotiate with him because he blew up 15 orphanages or something, right?" And you're going, "I would never do that." This is what you got to understand is when you're not in the mindset of somebody that is looking at the bigger picture, you don't get it. And this goes back to what I talked about earlier. You don't know what you don't know. There's a reason why people hire CEOs. I mean, everybody thinks, I can be a leader. No, you can't. You can't run a company. You may think you can. There are tough decisions that have to be made. Who gets hired? Who gets fired? What's going to be the direction? Where are we going technologically, etc.? Everybody ain't able, as my grandfather would say. He would say, everybody ain't able, Kev. Everybody ain't able. Because you don't know. It takes a lot of vision. It takes you have to be so well-rounded. And where you're not rounded, you got to surround yourself with the right people. And people can't do this. It's not easy. And when you do it on the Peter principle, you screw it up. You want case in point, Joe Biden. Holy cow, can we show you a worse record of performance? But here's what's going on right now with CNN. CNN, people in the left want you to believe that Donald Trump's performance on CNN backfired. It was horrible. How could it? People are laughing. I mean, whatever. There's all kinds of titles on it. And I gave you a headline earlier where, and this was a good one, but they talked about Chris Licht, the president and CEO of CNN, is going to his people that were all passionate about, we never should have had Trump. And of course, you got AOC going, how dare you? All the leftists, how dare you give him an audience? They don't even want us to have an audience. And Chris Licht, the president, in his defense, is saying, look, we're making wholesale changes. We're going to be bringing these people over because there's a big segment of our audience that, one, wants to see the other side, and two, very often agrees with them. I've asked you many times, show me where the left is making any progress, and I'll shut up. black-on-black crime, crime in general, education, prison reform, justice reform. Show me. Show me where they've made marked improvement where you go, man, it is a direct result of their policies. Universal basic income, reparations. Are those the panaceas that's going to solve all of our problems in this country? I don't think so. But these people want you to believe you're the problem. Don't let Trump over here. Don't let Kevin Jack. I told Don Lemon, I said, Don Lemon, you need to have me on your show. I said this to his producer. Kevin, we're going a different way. I go, I know the way you're going. I've already told. The reason why I'm sending you this note is I see where Don is headed. And I'm trying to head it off. Well, we're just going to do our thing. Okay, go. You know where he is? He's gone. Now, what cracks me up is that Elon Musk is going, well, come over here, Don. We'll give you a show. We got a much bigger audience. And I sent Elon Musk a tweet. Not that he read it. But I tweeted, hey, Elon, why are you going to give a hack an audience when you've got people who have been disenfranchised off of this site, like myself, who should have that audience? Why don't you give me a show on Twitter? Let's see how that goes. It's insanity that he's talking about giving a bigger outlet to Don Lemon. Not that it would be successful. It wouldn't. Don Lemon is a failure. You want to know why? Simple. Don Lemon doesn't have enough intelligence to fill a thimble. He's a product of just talking points. If producers aren't whispering it in his ear, and if he doesn't think that it's going to make him the belle of the ball, he's done. He's a diva. And all he wants is adulation and accolades. See, I don't care. I don't mean to sound harsh, because you guys that are my friends that I've known for years, you know I absolutely love and adore you. I do. But I don't care what you think about me. Andy was my regional manager, not Dr. Andy, but Andy in Dallas was my regional manager. Andy was a sharp guy. He was a fun guy to work with, and he watched my personality. Andy can tell you, I haven't changed a bit. We've known each other 3 decades. I haven't changed a bit. And what he'll also tell you, well, maybe not totally, Andy and I met, what, in 1989? So, yeah, we're going, so let's just say 90. So we've known each other a long time. But he knows I haven't changed, and I'm not going to. And I don't care whether you like it or not. And it isn't me being cocky. It's that I'm confident in who I am. And those who say, well, Kevin, you think you're something, I'm gone. Really? Okay, you don't even have to send me a note. Just go. You know what I pride myself on? I have dozens of true friends. I'm not talking about rainy day friends. I'm talking Dale and Lori, Brad, the Andes of the world, and a bunch of others. I'm talking about people that will bail me out of jail or come fight with me. Willie, Kirby, Mark, many others. I can name them, and they're right, literally at the tip of my fingers. I don't know their phone numbers by heart. I may need to learn those in case my phone gets confiscated. But you get what I'm saying. Anyway, let me get back to Trump real quick, because I'm going to run out of time. They're telling us that the Republicans didn't like him, that they were bewildered by the ex-president, and I can play you clips of them clapping for this man over and over and over. I played a clip earlier in another broadcast where I heard like one boo, but the rest of these people were standing ovation, and when he would say certain things, they loved it. And you know what they loved best about him? Gave actual answers. He didn't avoid questions. Gotta leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.